How you guys doing?
Hello, world.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it. We was a rockin' underneath the big boom boom. Little ditty called Go Witch Go, and I think we'll do Dead Alive for the fine folks of Tucson and the world. We'll be right back. does my blood pump to a mud of blue? Why do I thought it gas me too? Let these people creep with us just a little bit. This little ditty's called Creep With Me.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm coming, super quick, now I'm riding, riding. Oh, the heavy food is coming out of sight. When I get the hand in my heart, I'm going to be with you. Oh, I hear I'm calling all night long. You don't remember people when I sing my song. When I get the hand in my heart, I'm going to be with you.
You're listening to 91.3 KXCI, and we are coming to you live from Studio 2A. I'm Dr. Dan. I'm here with the Dead Tones. How are y'all doing?
What's up, Dr. Dan?
Why don't we introduce the band? Let's start it with that.
Okay. I'm Andy C. I'm on the upright bass and vocals.
My name's Tabitha, and I play the parkisa.
Now, before Tabitha, I didn't hear you very well in my monitor, but I'm sure we can still hear you there. The farfisa. Yeah. Tell me more about that.
It's an Italian-made organ.
An Italian-made organ.
Yeah.
And it says Roosevelt on the side.
tell them the story, Tabitha.
Oh, no, we just got it off Craigslist in Seattle, and it had Roosevelt on it. So very,
okay.
Very enduring. You know, it looks like it came from a school, but who knows?
It probably did.
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep going around here.
Hey, and I'm Sean Offal on the Six Dream Samurai. Actually, this does not say Roosevelt, but I did kill an ex-president for this guitar.
And it's orange.
And it's orange.
And orange Gretsch.
That's the new pronunciation. It's orange in France.
And going around.
I'm Keith.
Keith, I don't know if we can hear you very well, but
can
Keith.
You hear me?
Keith on the drums. You are really, it's sounding good.
Oh,
it's
thanks,
sounding
man.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you for having us out here, too.
It was just really blowing me away right when you started out. Really full sound.
Yeah.
Really, really great.
We like to do a lot of high energy stuff, and I don't know. Kind of thought I'd throw some of the higher energy songs up front to get people listening. Hopefully they're out there listening right now.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
So, of course, you're called the Dead Tones. How long have you been together?
We've been around since about December of 05.
Uh-huh.
So, well, 4 years.
And you have a relatively new release out.
We do.
Yeah.
We have a CD out called 6 Feet Down and Rising. A little play on words there on some old Johnny Cash tune. Got a lot of the songs you're hearing tonight. Well produced. It was recorded at Loveland Studios by Nathan Sabatino. And we're really happy with it, actually. It's been selling pretty good. So if you like the songs you're hearing tonight, go ahead and pick up a copy. We got some on CD Baby and iTunes.
And also, you're playing fairly soon. When are you playing next? Do you know?
We are playing April 3rd.
April 3rd.
At the Surly Wench for a Rockabilly Rumble that the Arizona Voodoo Kittens are putting on.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be a really good show.
And, of course, you'll have CDs at that time, too.
Of course.
Yes.
CDs, shirts. We got some really cool girls' Dead Tone shirts that I'm actually kind of jealous we didn't make guys' sizes because
right.
They look really cool.
I look good in the mediums.
We also, of course, have Ginger behind the glass. She's doing the engineering tonight. And I just want to mention we have one more person in the room. We have a photographer. How are you doing over there? Yeah. She's from the Arizona Daily Star, and we appreciate you coming over.
Thank you.
You sure do. Thank you.
Good to be here. You guys are a great subject.
Yeah. There's one thing I want to cover, then let's get right back into the music. Okay, of course, you're called the Dead Tones, and a lot of your music has references. You know, you mentioned Creeper and you know, 6 Feet Down and Rising. You know, there's definitely a theme.
Uh-huh.
Tell me more about that.
Well, you know, I personally grew up watching a lot of, you know, late Saturday night monster films and owning a fairly massive collection of B-grade horror DVDs. and it's just one of my passions in life. And so I thought it would be kind of cool to incorporate that into a lot of the music that I like listening to, a lot of rockabilly, garage punk, some psychobilly. And it kind of culminated into that. I wanted to write about kind of kitschy B-grade horror film themes and just kind of worked its way out through the blood system there. And what you hear is what you get.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's fun. I'm sure when you play, you have a lot of people dancing out there.
We do.
Yeah. Great. Well, let's move on to our next set.
Okay.
All right.
This motherfucker is repeat. This motherfucker is repeat. This motherfucker is here right now. Wow. It's all a hot spot to be above me. We'll
This, let's do that one love song we got. That one and only love song. Actually, we have a couple, folks.
They're all love songs.
This is the loveliest of them all, though. We chose it just for you. It's called You Dismember Me.
My baby, please, my baby.
Locals only, live from Studio 2A, the Dead Tones. I tried to back my head into the world.
stand up cause I'm a madman. Wow. Time by me to go wheel, sitting in the corner with a bottle with a needle in the middle of the wood.
Listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. We're in Studio 2A with the Deadtones. It sounds fantastic.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you. Thank you, Ginger.
You know, they also call this the Sauna 2A because it is just really hot and humid in here.
We've actually been practicing for this by practicing in the shower for the past week.
Yeah. I mean, just imagine, folks, what we do is we turn off the air conditioning because we don't want any interfering sounds coming out of here.
We call ours the Shauna, actually.
it's 10 times worse.
And so we've got 6 people in this room, and at least 4 of the people here, well, 5, are working really hard. I'm just sitting here. But But yeah, it's getting quite hot and humid.
We saw you rocking a little bit, Dan. You're working it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? Your music makes me move. It's fantastic. And I'm sure that, you know, you hear that a lot and you see that a lot when you do your shows.
What we're really hoping for is tonight someone's doing the dishes and listening to our music and just really scrubbing them good or something, you know.
Well, it makes people move. And, you know, I actually have seen you play a couple of times. I think I've seen you at the Hut.
Yes.
Once,
AKA the Clubhouse.
Oh, yes.
The Clubhouse. Why do you say that? Because of the shape of the place?
No, the Hut is just a really great venue, and uh-huh. a lot of bands play there multiple times. And so it's one of those places where it's, you know, 9 times out of 10 when you play, it's probably going to be at the Hut. And we love playing there. So.
Yeah. And, of course, the Surly Wench, too. That's
Definitely.
Another favorite spot, I'm sure.
Clubhouse Part 2.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And have you opened for any bands coming through town, or do you usually do a local bill?
Well, we do a lot of everything, really. Mm-hmm. When I try and set up a show, you know, either we'll try and get on to a larger bill, or I'll set up a show where, you know, a band that I like, maybe from out of state, and I'll try and bring them in and set up a show with us on the bill and maybe another local act. So it's kind of a labor of love, to be honest with you. You know, I'll go perusing on MySpace or a lot of other internet sites and find bands that I like and see if I can coax them down to come down to Tucson. And once I get, you know, get them interested, and I'll start talking with the club owners, seeing if we can work something out. So, but we're really all over the place, you know. We love opening shows, headlining shows, playing that sweet middle spot. So,
And have you done any tours yet?
Not as of yet.
No.
we had some lineup changes, which kind of put us on the back burner for a little bit. So we're just about now up to, I'd say we're at full speed now. So
sounds like it.
Yeah. Yeah. We all have vehicles, which is always good. Unless we want to tour the east side or something, you know, we have to have wheels.
I think you should tour. I think you should take this sound out and spread it around a little bit.
Yeah.
And you've got your CD, of course.
We've got a couple.
You can take with you. Oh,
we have the second one, the 6 Feet Down and Rising, and our first one, of course, which is Deader Than You. Both of the CDs you can pick up at our shows or online.
And you mentioned CD Baby. That's one way. Just
CD Baby. If you want to get the physical CD and you just cannot bring yourself to see our show, you can go to CD Baby. The CDs are about $10. You can get delivered right to your home. We also have some CDs around some of the local shops, Zia Records, Toxic Ranch. And if you're not interested in CDs at all, you can always purchase them, the whole CDs from iTunes. So,
And let's mention when you're playing next again, because I think folks might want to know that.
Yes, we're playing April 3rd at the Surly Wench.
April 3rd.
For the Rockabilly Rumble, which is put on by the Arizona Voodoo Kittens. I'll just throw out right after that on April 10th, we're playing at the Tattoo Expo at the... what is it?
Hotel Arizona.
The Hotel Arizona on Broadway. Mm-hmm. So both those shows are going to be really rock and roll, and we're looking forward to playing them.
Great. Well, this is our break, and then, of course, we have another set of, what, about 5 songs, and then that'll be the end. And I want to know if there's anything you want to get out there, anything you wanted to mention about your band or about the music that you play or... If there's anyone else who wants to chime in here.
I just want to say I want to dedicate this whole set to my brother Ian. He's turning like 72 tomorrow. I want to say happy birthday, Big Daddy E. And as for touring, look out Sri Lanka. Seriously. Look out. I see little kids that, when are you coming? Soon. Sri Lanka. Look out.
Well, actually, I'm glad you brought that up because... In my opinion, the music that I'm hearing right now is very American. You know, it has its roots in American rhythm and blues and more, and it's also up to date. It's been modernized. Tell me more about that.
Well, you know, we kind of like, you know, I listen to a lot of that, you know, really old school 1950s R&B, 50s and 60s R&B, rockabilly, just 50s rock and roll, and... You know, I obviously did not grow up in the 50s. I grew up in the 80s and 90s, so I internalize that the best I can and kind of spit out how I metabolize it. So, you know, I think a lot of bands doing the kind of music that we're doing are probably really heavily influenced by the same thing, listening to the same old music and putting their own take on it.
modernizing it, if you will. So, you know.
And of course, the music you grew up listening to.
And the music punk I grew up listening misfits. To, punk, lots of punk rock, lots of Misfits, of course, which I'm sure to some listeners is probably painfully obvious, but you can, you know, you can't take the Glenn out of the man, I guess, you know. So, I think that's good, and I think that's healthy, you know.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Bands like the Cramps, you know, R.I.P. Lux, who just passed away recently, really modernized a lot of kind of obscure 50s rock and roll music, and, you know, obviously a big influence on what we play in a lot of other bands, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what we do as artists, is we, all the influences, everything we've ever heard, we take it in and we, it goes around, and then what comes out is what you hear.
Yes, definitely.
And it's, like you say, a mix of rockabilly and also punk and all the others. So yeah.
And the thing is that when you're writing and when we're writing as a band together, I don't think we're really trying to write to a certain style of music. You know, it just kind of what we play comes out, and how that sounds is how it sounds, and that's how we sound. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming into Studio 2A here at KXCI. We've got one more set for you all. Of course, this is. Locals only. This is live also coming out to you from Studio 2A.
Pine Box Blues.
One, two, three, four. It's a little like this room. I can't hardly move at all. Feels like a million years. Sound down so slowly. It's like eternity. But I've got the pine box blues. And matches on the ceiling. Wall on the walls. This tiny wooden handle that I call my home. It's like eternity.
This is a little number called Scream Queen.
One, two, three, go!
Get real gone?
Let's get real gone.
Let's get real gone.
Later.
Well, I can't see.
for terror in your eyes. Maybe a little bit too late. When are you finally realized that I'm a little wicked in my mind? My head reached up and looks real cool. I'm a real dumb monster bigger in my
how they go. This little ditty's called Waiting for the Grave.
That's right.
Well, I woke up from a third nap. Rock when the earth had one shot of my eyes. Rock, 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 little devil. Rock, 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 little devil.
Deftones. Thank you, KXCI. Thank you, Dan, and thank you, Ginger.